Welcome to Hammer Dog! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire. How are you?
Fucking Celtics, dude.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what? And I'm not going to blame the refs because that's not the thing to do. But goddamn, dude. They fucking stink.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I can't.
Like, I get fucking... It's too much, dude. Like, just don't get involved. Like, they took over the game.
Yeah. They stunk. I thought they stunk both ways.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But the obvious one was obviously... the flop on Poole, but if it was the other way, I think Smart would have done the exact same thing. When was the other one? There was another one.
The push off by Clay.
The push off by Clay.
The technical on fucking Smart, and then not giving Draymond a technical for following fucking Tatum to the bench. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, those were all bad.
And they're going to do the same thing. They're going to do the same thing in Boston Game 6. And Golden State's going to have a bitch about it, too.
Very, very true.
Like, why do we have these records for fucking referees? This shouldn't be a thing.
I agree 100%. But also, you know, fucking Celtics, you can't miss 10 fucking free throws. You can't turn the ball over 18 times.
Celtics should have won this series by now. They should. If they close out, go up 3-1. Steph does that last night. Like they literally should have won the fucking series. And people say, "Oh, maybe they're not ready yet." It's like, man, we don't have time. You got to the finals. You're good enough.
You got to the finals.
Always there. Tatum doesn't want the ball in the fourth. He doesn't. Well, instead, Jaylen Brown was terrible last night. But at least he wants the fucking ball.
He does, and. Tatum now setting the record for all-time turnovers in a finals.
And their turnovers are fucking dude, bad. Bad. And like, they're so bad. They had one to Rob Williams at like center court. Like just sloppy stuff.
The last night was the one because Steph going 0 for 9. Probably not going to happen a lot. Wiggins played awesome.
Yeah.
Clay played okay. Like Draymond played better, but... Here you are. I mean, you're going back to game 6 with a chance to push it to 7. It's exactly where you thought you were going to be.
Yeah, still could go 7. Very well could.
Yeah, absolutely. It probably will.
But I've never seen a team like the Celtics where quarter to quarter, they can be so good and then so bad.
Well, hey, last night they won the third. Dominated the third.
Crushed the third. But then they ran out of gas because you're not getting nothing from Derek White. Like,
no.
When Rob Williams is off the court, the fucking... Listen to this. This is insane. For this series, when fucking Time Lord is off the floor, the Celtics are minus 42.
Jesus.
When he's on the court, they're plus 31.
Yeah. And he'd be on the court more if he wasn't. Yeah, I mean, he's banged up as fuck.
Yeah, like the rest days are actually better for the Celtics.
Mm-hmm. You'll be all right, though. I mean, 3.5-point favorites in game 6. You just have to hope it's
here's. I love how they just fucking throw that number out there.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's fucking clockwork. Never going to fucking change.
73-0-2 now. If it's under 6, it doesn't matter. Whoever wins.
No. Fuck it.
They'll be the favorites. They'll be back in the garden. The role players will play better in the garden. Fucking my worry for you would be is Steph's not going to have that game again.
No. But if they play... I think it was kind of the way they played him, too, though, right?
Yeah, they just fucking mugged him and
just blanked him.
Yep.
So, I mean, for where this team's come from, you can't be mad about it. It's just frustrating to get to this point and then see. It was there for the taking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they would have got smacked around, you could say, well, maybe they're not ready. But it was there. This Golden State team isn't the Golden State team they once were.
No. I don't think they are. They're minus 380 to win. The finals, Steph's minus 360 for finals MVP. Tatum's plus 400. Brown's plus 1,800. Wiggins is plus 2,000.
Good for Draymond, though. Like, 8 points. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, 8 points. He made 5 threes in the pregame before it started. Didn't hit any in the actual game, but, you know.
The look when he actually scored a bucket on his own face was worth the price of admission. Jesus Christ, dude.
It was good. I mean, it was not a good game. It was ugly. It was ugly on both sides.
Coffee both ways, back and forth. It was tight going to the fourth, though. I mean, that
it was.
Jordan Poole hitting that shot was a fucking
backbreaker. The bank was kind of a bit of a moment changer. So what's that, Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, and then if there's game 7, it'd be Sunday night.
Okay. That'll be Thursday. We'll break that down more this week. We'll get into player props and stuff like that. Starting tomorrow, though, we have the beginning of the Stanley Cup Finals.
It's time to dance with Lordo.
It is time to dance with Lord Stanley.
Colorado Avalanche go into game one as the favorite, $160. Tampa Bay Lightning, Gumpy, pretty good odds here, +132 for game one, and there is a boost.
Ooh, Gumpy's going to love the boost. In
20 guys with a shot.
It's close. Oh, dude, you're going to fucking love it.
You ready for this? Shit.
Give it to him.
Vasi, 25-plus saves. Kucherov, 3-plus shots on goal. Big Nate Dodd, McKinnon, with 1 point in the game, is boosted from +120 to +170.
+170?
Yeah.
For all that?
Yeah.
Take all that money and just put it on the fucking Bolts to win the cup. I've never been more confident.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think.
If you want to go all right, Bolts are
plus 155. Like I said, we talked about it yesterday, man. Colorado ain't it. They ain't it. I'm telling you, they ain't the ones.
We talked about it with Patty Maroon, though. You worried about the, is it a thing in hockey, the elevation?
You never really hear anyone say
it. You hear about it in other sports. You don't really hear about it in hockey.
Maybe because it's indoor and it's somewhat climate controlled, I would assume, but it's never really a topic of conversation.
Patty Maroon said he's out of breath walking to get coffee this morning.
I mean, he's outside. Climbing stairs, climbing hills. No, Avs, love you mentioned Gumpy, $180 to win the cup outright, to win the series. I thought it'd be a little bit closer than that. Kind of surprised. We talked about the Conn Smythe the other day. Cale Makar right now the favorite at +185. Nate McKinnon right behind him at +240. Vasi at still +430. He was at +450, I think, last time we talked about it. Kucherov at +450 now.
That's what he was yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm leaning Tampa here.
For the series, the number we're going to get Tampa at if they lose game one.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
Fill it up again, dude.
Like, that's what I'm. I think I'm going to take. I'm going to take Avs game one, and then I'll take Tampa probably for the series after that.
Just scrolling through here. I haven't dug in too far here. I'll try and get some more for tomorrow, but just scrolling through here. They've got some goal specials up on FanDuel. Nate McKinnon and Cale Makar to each score 2+ goals in the series is +146.
Okay.
Like I said, I'll dig in a little bit more here because there's a lot. Looks like they got a lot here. Yeah.
McKinnon to have 3 is -128. They have basically every single person, or not every single person. They have a lot of the guys. But as...
Yeah, so I'll try and dive in and find some...
Vasilevskiy's the wild card here in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, Darcy Kuemper is 100% healthy, and it sounds like he will start game one for the Avs.
See, that's another reason why I think maybe the Bolts might steal game one, too. He's going to be rusty, dude. When was the last time he played a game?
That is true.
Game one of last round, I believe.
Yeah. Give me fucking Stammer first goal +1,200.
There's still good odds on him, but it's not a finals MVP. That's Conn Smythe is the entire playoff.
It is, but typically, if a player has good finals.
Mm-hmm. And Stammer did have, what, 2 in the last game of that last series?
Yeah.
He's starting to cook.
The voters can be swayed.
They are. The voters are fickle.
Although Vasilevsky's numbers are outrageous right now.
Correct.
In terms of what he's done just in that last series, those last four games really put him into a different stratosphere.
I think even if they split in Colorado, it's fucking massive, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you want if you're the Bolts.
Like, they lost the first two to the Rangers. It didn't fucking matter.
Not at all.
You know, like, there's no way I could ever bet against this team the way they're going.
Yeah, they've given you no reason to.
No.
We taking Shane Wright to go number one overall in the NHL draft?
He is the consensus number one. What are his odds?
Probably -950.
Yeah.
Shane Wright.
Gerard Slafoski's +850, number two.
Now, we are very open at that talkie talk that we don't know much about the prospects. We kind of leave that to Rupper. And even Rupper will say
we'll dive into those later. We'll dive into those later.
Yeah, this draft is very, very,
very
open.
When is the draft?
End of 2 weeks?
3 weeks?
I think it's the end of June, yeah.
Fucking Golden Tate switching to baseball?
Fuck off,
dude. Yeah, he signed with Port Angeles Lefties, the West Coast League.
July.
Port Angeles?
Yeah.
Do you know where Port Angeles is?
It's in the West Coast League.
Yeah, it's like a fucking thumbnail in offense. It's not even in Seattle. Oh, Port Angeles, are you shitting me?
Started center field.
We used to go there for baseball tournaments.
See? So is fucking Golden Tate.
So he loved it, apparently. He's back.
I was watching a little bit of the College World Series this weekend.
Yeah, Tennessee lost.
Tennessee got knocked off. Huh? Yeah.
They were hated this year. Huh? They were very cocky, I was reading.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were like 35-6, so that'll happen.
Yeah.
I might lay some down on Notre Dame.
Oh, you think they're going to keep going?
They knocked off the Kings.
Is Stanford make it?
Stanford's the favorite at +450. Texas is also 450, and then Notre Dame's 550.
Stanford's the favorite to win it?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for Stanford.
I know nothing about it, so I will not talk on it at all. I'll watch some of it, but I'm not going to.
I'll watch some sweet highlights on it, though.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Yeah, we are.
The two favorites are both +450, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many teams make it? Eight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take both of the top two right there, okay. +450 for sure. <Yeah. laughs>
Dive in, lad.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'll be a college baseball fan if we can make some money on it.
Let's go, man.
Fucking Lance Lynn, baby. Let's
hell
go.
Yeah.
Man, what did you think of the game last night? Or not the White Sox game, the basketball game before we get to White Sox.
There were a lot of times where in the first half where I wanted to live bet the over, and then it just kept plummeting down. And I think, honestly, the Celtics being in the game to start the fourth quarter was all I could really ask for. I mean, they had, 36 fucking points in the first half? Like, it was
not a good first quarter. They had not a great second quarter
either. I mean, Jason Tatum going into the fourth fucking quarter with 26 points and having one fucking point, shooting four fucking free throws, missing just every fucking shot, passing up everything. Yeah. That was unfucking believable. And I had that worry going into the start of the series, basically put it to the back of my mind last night, and then thought that Jason Tatum was just so due for what I thought he could fucking do. Yeah.
Glad you put it to the back of your mind, though.
I don't fucking know, because I just thought that Jason Tatum was going to go off one time this series.
One
and
fucking
time. Yeah,
one.
Makes it look so easy at times, too. That's the fucking kicker, dude. Like, when he was hitting those threes in the third, it's like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then he gets to the fourth, he starts doing the fadeaways and shit, man.
He hit one. I saw him hit the one fucking Kobe Bryant fadeaway shot, and then he took seven of them. I was like, what the fuck?
That is a problem. Not everybody's Kobe.
He thinks he fucking is. I don't know. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Let's move along.
Still just a young lad. 24.
Still a young lad.
The fucking meter has officially been broken with that latest run there by you two. That was incredible.
What's that?
It's a phenomenal run, lads. I think that was 10 fuckings in
fuck. There's nothing that'll get my blood boiling like watching Golden State win another fucking series. This is so bad.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
I can't remember. I don't know.
How much I fucking dislike this team.
I can't do it, dude.
Someone had a good tweet last night. I wish
that
I could
speed
remember.
Shirt that Curry wore, though, after for the press conference, that was awesome.
God, he's supporting his wife, dude.
Yeah, that's sweet. Aisha can cook. That was awesome. That was cool.
I didn't get it. I'm going to be 100%
there was a the sign in Boston that said, Aisha can't cook. So he was...
The guy was just supporting his wife.
Yeah, he's just supporting his wife like she always does to him.
Exactly. Yeah. There was a good tweet last night that someone said, y'all really hate LeBron that much that it was able to cover up how much we would hate the Warriors.
Yeah.
It was very
See, funny. I was on LeBron's side the whole time.
Yeah, well, you're the only one.
No, for sure.
We are all on that side.
Hype Army. All right, let's go to baseball. How'd you do last night, Pa?
2-2. Fucking flexing.
Oh,
you don't say.
You just you need the 1.5 these days.
I had a 4-1 night. Not bad. Not bad. Braves came home. Braves are hot.
Yeah.
Pretty much cooking. Betting on the Braves at this point. Were you on Phillies and Marlins?
No, I didn't touch that one.
Fucking Alcantara had another one.
Yeah.
Who else? What else games were last night? Blue Jays dominant. Manoah was dominant. Yeah. White Sox. Lance, you guys got the first five.
Ooh. Bit sticky there for a bit.
Buccas won the first five. Cards came back and won the game. That one got you, Nick.
That one got me. Mitch Keller strikes again.
Astros won.
Fucking guy learned how to pitch.
Astros won, what, first five, but they lost the game. They blew the game. Dads won against the Cubs. They didn't cover the first five. They pushed. Reds won 5-4. I don't know what that was after five. Giants won and covered. And then, Twins there in the end. Pretty big slate today. I got a lot of picks today.
Yeah, I think I got a fucking 11-piece nugget.
11?
I think so.
I got 10. We're just shooting these days.
Yeah, I mean, I got 12, actually. Fuck, what are we doing? Fuck, 16 games?
Yep, let's do it. It'll be a shocker if we talk about a game and neither of us has a pick. Let's start in Atlanta. It's in Washington, actually. Atlanta at Washington. I just talked about how hot the Braves are. They're going against Washington. Max Fried versus Jackson Tatru. His first start, I believe, coming up from AAA, where he's actually been okay. You're going to have to lay 250 with the Braves or a half. I didn't want to lay the half. I don't know why. They're hot as shit, but I, for some reason, didn't feel good about it, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Max Fried just hasn't been that great to lay a half.
I agree with you. Miami's at Philadelphia. Rodgers goes against Eflin. Phillies are the other team that's hot. They're 9-1, I believe, since they've laid off Girardi. First five money line wasn't bad with a -130. They're not. Yeah, Eflin has been good and better at home. Rodgers is Trevor Rodgers is good on the road, which scares me a little bit. But the Phillies are hot. Not that Miami isn't. I stayed away from this game yesterday because Miami is playing well too. But I decided to lay the 130 here.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm taking the fucking Phillies.
You're back?
Jesus.
Hey, they're 9-1 in the last 10. It's not a terrible fucking team to be on.
Did you say laid off, Girardi?
Did I say laid off? Fired, laid off, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same. So what, we're both on the Phillies there? They're hot. Fucking Tampa Bay's at New York. Kluber goes against Cole.
Cole got smacked last time out.
Which I love. Because
are you taking the Rays?
No. I'm going to go Yanks. Full game. Run line.
Ooh.
Cole's much better at home. Kluber is worse on the road. Yankees are better at hitting. Tampa's in the bottom three against righties when you look at it. I like Cole for a bounce back here against the Rays, who struggle against righties. I'm going to go full game run line because the Yankees bullpen is actually, where is it? I was looking at it earlier. They are number two in the league, the Yankees bullpen is.
Yeah.
You doing anything that one?
No, I'll pass on that one, Tom.
Yeah, I got it -106 with the run line there with the Yankees. I got a lot of run lines today, which you knew I do not fucking love. But
you going full gamers?
Some of them. But, I don't like laying half. I don't like laying 1.5. But today, there's a lot of big lines today.
Yeah.
Jordan Lyles versus Kikuchi. Baltimore at Toronto. Toronto's hot. I don't trust Kikuchi though.
I'm laying the half with Kikuchi. Fuck it.
He's gonna fuck it.
This guy's gonna roll out there with his stupid colored glove.
Every time he fucking dogs you, dude.
Yeah, he's gonna do it again.
White Sox are at Detroit. Dylan Cease versus Drew Hutchinson. Cease has obviously got the advantage here. White Sox are 1-4, I think, in their last five, so I'm staying away. I don't trust it.
Give me South Side. Fuck it. First five money line.
I figured that was the side. Yeah.
Yes.
Mitt, you on South Side there? Or?
Yeah, minus the half, minus 102. Okay. Minus 120, I think, actually.
Milwaukee's at New York. Mets, that is. Hauser versus Bassett. Hauser's not been pitching well. I'll take Mets full game money line, better odds, and Mets bullpen doesn't worry me against the Brewers. Mets have been better than the Brewers. Bass has been better than Hauser. I'll go Mets full game here.
I'll go Mets first five money line, too.
Okie dokie. Oakland's at Boston. We're talking about teams that are hot and not. Oakland would be one that is not. Boston would be one that is. Koenig goes against Pivetta. I'll take Boston full game run line minus the 108. Oakland has been fucking terrible.
I'm laying the half with Pivetta first five minus half Sox.
Now Oakland's actually worse at home than they are on the road, but I think we'll still be okay. Second game between Buccos and St. Louis. Bryce Wilson goes against Mikolas. I'm on the Cards full game run line. Even money. Pirates have lost seven straight. They are in a bit of a tailspin right now. Cards have always been a team that performs well against the Buccos. I'll take the Cards full game run line here.
Yeah, I'm back on the Cards first five minus half. Didn't work out last night, but come on, bounce back. Oh, I mean, they win today.
They're going right now. It is, let me see here. 3-1 Cards in the ninth.
All right.
So it's continuing. What was I going to say? Cards, Buccos, Cards. Oh, that was another run line. Too many. Houston's at Texas. Urquidy goes against Dane Dunning. I'm going to switch it up here. I'm going to go Texas first five plus the half.
Oh, Dane back on
fucking
Dane.
Dane Dunning's my guy. He's good at home. He's been better than Urquidy. Urquidy's numbers aren't great. The hitting is about even between the Rangers and Stroh, so I'm going to Texas first five plus a half at home.
I'm sucker for the Astros.
I know you are. Number.
First five money line.
There you go. San Diego, Dads are still in Chicago. Manaea versus Hendricks. Padres first five money line. Thank you very much. Manaea's, yeah,
absolutely.
Manaea's better than Hendricks. Hendricks isn't even good at home anymore.
This is a decent number, too. Feed me the Dads here.
130, I got it at the money line.
Yeah.
Cleveland's at Colorado. Bieber versus Senzatela, who has been fucking bad. So I'm going to go Cleveland full game money line. Cleveland is hitting better as of late, and they have a top five bullpen versus a bottom five bullpen for Colorado. So I'm going to go full game.
Give me Guardians first five money line.
Yeah, baby. Since he's at Arizona, Molly and Davies. There's very similar numbers in this game for both sides, so I stayed away.
I'm taking the Reds first five plus a half. Should have done it yesterday. I'm doing it today.
Atta baby. KC goes against San Fran. Bubich versus Logan Webb. Bubich has been bad. The Royals stink. Giants feel like they've found it a little bit. So I'm going to go Giants full game run line, minus 120.
I got Giants first five minus half.
Yep. We got a lot of those today. I don't love them happens.
Yeah, you got no choice the way these teams are going.
And then Angels are at Los Angeles, interleague, same city. Syndergaard versus Gonsolin. Gonsolin's been really good. Syndergaard's meh. Meh. It's been meh. I'm gonna take Dodgers first five money line versus the Angels.
Yeah, I'm passing on this one. Dodgers haven't been that great lately.
No, what they've lost. They lost three straight, right, to the Giants.
Dad's tied with them for first.
Yeah, I don't love it either, but Gonsolin's been good.
I mean, the Angels haven't been fucking worth a damn either.
True. And then Minnesota's at Seattle. Joe Ryan and Logan Gilbert. I thought this was a pretty even matchup, so I stayed away.
Ah, feed me the fucking Mariners again for my money line. Gilbert's got like a 2.3.
No, he's good. So is Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan's been good too.
Fuck. I don't know. I'm such a sucker for this team.
Because of last year.
Yeah, it is. Because of last year. To me last year, I just feel like it's going to turn around at some point. It's
because of last year. All right, let me roll through it. Let's roll through it. I got Philly's first five money line. Yankees full game run line, Mets full game money line, Boston full game run line, Cards full game run line, Texas first five plus a half, Padres first five money line, Cleveland full game money line, Giants full game run line, Dodgers first five money line.
I got Phillies first five money line, Jays first five minus a half, Mets first five money line, Red Sox first five minus a half, White Sox first five money line, Cards first five minus a half, Astros first five money line, Dads first five money line, Guardians first five money line, Reds first five plus a half, Giants first five money line, and Mariners once again first five money line.
Okay. Hey, good luck with that.
Jeez. Yeah, good luck, Chris. Okay,
good luck. Can you show that camera? Is that a possibility? I got all my numbers going down for three ball for the U.S. Open, which starts on Thursday. Tell you what, the matchups for three ball, they're all pretty tight. Not seeing a lot of what's the word I'm looking for here? Not seeing a lot of value in the three ball, which scares me a little bit. I do like some matchups.
His insurance
feels like a lot of the guys who went to live, you could get a decent price on those guys.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them haven't been playing well. Like, DJ's been playing the best of all of them. Phil is stunk.
He's 40-1?
DJ?
Yeah, like, you get a decent number on one of these live guys to fucking ban. Like, DJ's, there's still a possibility. These guys are good at golf.
DJ's 44-1.
Yeah.
Phil's got to be – Phil finished plus 10 last week, so he's got to be way down there. Yeah, he's 220-1. Yeah, they are down there quite a bit.
Yeah, it's worth a shot on some of these guys, man. I mean, why the fuck not?
Roars is the favorite, followed by JT and John Rahm, Scoot Scheffler, Colin Smith. What was that, Nick?
FanDuel's offering insurance on an outright winner right now.
Yeah, so you pick a winner. If your golfer finishes in the top 10 and doesn't win, you get your $25 back.
There we go.
It's a pretty good opt-in.
Fucking DJ, what if one of this could, I mean, this is good. Golf is fucking electric right now, dude. It's fucking awesome. what perfect timing for Liv to start and this to fucking be the weekend.
I like Scoot Scheffler.
Feel like John Rahm's due for one.
I would take him in top 10, maybe. I like Scoot Scheffler. I like Colin Smith.
No, don't do this again.
I do.
Fucking Colin Smith.
I do like Rory, Cantlay, Lowry. Those are my top five right now. Scheffler, Smith, Rory, Cantlay, Lowry. Dude, the rough is tough. You got to hit the ball in the right places. I think I'm going to do more matchups this week than I am three ball.
I think I'm probably just going to take a bunch of flyers on outright winner.
Have to. Stewart playing in this one?
Sink?
Yeah.
Kitchen sink?
Stu in this one?
Yeah, he's fucking U.S. Open. He wouldn't fucking, sink wouldn't miss
it. I don't know if he qualified. Oh, yeah, he's in there fucking.
Oh, you fucking
plus 20, plus 27,000.
Yeah, it's fucking steel, dude.
He's actually right behind Phil.
Wait till if he wins one of these tournaments.
There is some matchups that I'm looking at right now that I'll just say. Cantlay versus Spieth. Neiman versus Hovland. DJ versus Brooks. Brooks has not played well lately at all.
No.
Scooty versus Rahm. Shoffley versus Matt Fitzpatrick. Zalatoris versus Spieth. Morikawa versus Vic Hovland. Neiman versus Sungjae Im. DJ versus Homa. And Corey Connors versus Fleetwood is what I've looked at right now so far.
Morikawa is due for one, too.
He is. And this is the type of, like, fucking fairways and greens, if he could put it together. But we'll have more on that tomorrow before it kicks off here on Thursday. Anything else that I'm – any boosts or anything? Oh, soccer. We got soccer odds boosts.
Yeah, the USA to win 1, 2, or 3, nothing.
I don't hate that, right? Unless they've...
No, not at all. Were they playing on El Salvador or Guatemala?
El Salvador. Yeah, I'm definitely taking that.
Yeah, Canada lost to Honduras last night.
Oh, we got a fucking body armor boost for the MLB.
What is it?
Dodgers to win and Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani each to record a hit.
I'll pass.
Oh, fuck yes. I love that.
I'm taking it. Hey, I'm taking it. I have to take that.
Give me fucking... Let me run it back again for
It's Dinger.
Dinger Tuesday. Fucking Rizzo bomb, yeah. Devers bomb.
Okay, Rizzo's the obvious one, always. It's been good to us. Let me look at it. Who we what pitchers are we fading here?
There's some bad pitchers on the mound tonight, my
friend. I would love to take a fucking Guardian against Senzatela. Or we could take, Yankee versus Kluber would be nice.
Rizzo, dude.
Oh, give me someone against Jordan Lyles. Give me a Toronto. Give me someone on Toronto. Let me see where there is.
Vladdy bomb.
Hmm?
Vladdy bomb.
Could be. Let me see here.
Hit one last night.
We're going to do some research live on air.
There we go.
Don't you love it? Okay. Career Toronto lineup. Career against Jay Lyles. Fucking Vladdy's hitting 500. Yeah. Let's go Vladdy bomb.
Yeah, I'll hop on that too. Vladdy, Rizzo, Devers, fucking moonshots.
Give me the fucking Vladdy bomb. Let's go. Fucking love Dinger Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll do a full U.S. Open breakdown with maybe
Lefty coming in.
Yeah, Lefty's going to come in. I'll try to get someone else too. We'll have game one of the NHL finals. Talk more about the NBA. Everything good.
Hell yeah.
YouTube.com/HammerDown, @HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.